This spring forage management is a project that I started initially in 2019, which was my first year with Extension. That year we focused on alfalfa management and then being able to feed BMR corn silages. We really had that agronomy and animal science type emphasis. This year, though, we did take off 2020 and 2021, as a lot of us did for in-person type meetings. And this year we're going to focus on corn silage production. I'm trying to find some of the efficiencies and the profitabilities, and that's with our corn specialist at UW-Madison, Joe Lauer. Joe has been a longtime scientist and researcher at UW-Madison, and one of his major focus areas is actually corn silage. There's a tremendous amount of acres across the state of Wisconsin that are grown for corn silage, and Joe recognizes that, and he puts his effort into his research. So he has a wealth of knowledge and definitely approachable gentleman to answer any questions that we have about, you know, trying to make that corn silage crop as profitable as possible. We're going to follow that up with Kevin Jarek. Kevin is an experienced ag extension agent up in Ottawa County. And the unique thing about Kevin's work is the last couple of years, due to some winter kill events in the northeast part of the state, he has really taken a lead effort on taking a look at some of these alternative forage crops. And we in the southwest corner of the state have some reasons as well. Maybe not for some of the necessities that the northeast has. Our alfalfa can usually overwinter pretty well. But just how this works into our crop rotations, and do we have some more opportunities for maybe some summer manure applications? So that's what Kevin's going to share with us, talking about the agronomics and the economics of these alternative forages.
And when you say alternative forages, what's he going to be talking about?
Yeah, so really we have some of the warm season annuals in mind: sedan grass, sorghum sedan grass, pearl millet, maybe even some of the legumes that we can plant, cowpea, for instance, burseem, clover, teff grass. These crops thrive once the soil temperature has reached 60 degrees, so we have to wait just a little bit to plant them, usually into about the beginning of June. But these crops grow really fast during the summer. They produce large amounts of forage, and it's pretty nutritious forage as well.
Now, fill us in. This is going to be an evening event, Wednesday, March 30th. What are the times going to be, the location, and what's all the particulars?
So we are going to open the doors at 5:45 p.m., and we're going to be at Darlington at the Multipurpose Building. And join us for a meal that begins at 6. So the Multipurpose Building is on the southeast side of Darlington. If you can find that main intersection of 23 and 81, you'll just want to head east just a little ways there by the county shop just off on Ames Road. So yeah, we are going to have a meal at 6 o'clock and then get started with the program following. So 6:45 or so for the program to go through both speakers, answer any questions. If you could just let us know ahead of time to get a meal count, we would really appreciate that. And then we are asking for just a $10 to cover the cost of the meal.
And we should point out the event Wednesday, March 30th. You'd like them to register as soon as possible, but they do have up until the day before the event in order to make their RSVP, don't they?
Yes, correct. I'm going to work with the local caterer, and we'll have a pretty good idea on how much food to prepare, but we would appreciate, you know, an RSVP. There is a way to register online. There's a Google form. There's a link that you can find on the Lafayette County website, and go ahead and sign up for that. Or you can definitely call us at the office, 608-776-4820.
Josh, if we could just maybe reflect back a little bit on the harvest season this past year as far as the corn silage is concerned. Producers you worked with or the results you saw, what did the research tell you as far as how corn silage production was this past fall?
So we were very pleased with the quality of the corn silage. Our ear to stock ratio definitely favored the energy component within the silage. There was a few concerns on total yield. Plants were just a little bit shorter this year, and that did affect the yield somewhat. But I will be interested in being able to talk with some of the farmers. You know, did that extra energy, is that going to help that silage feed almost as long? So we'll be able to get a good handle on that here as we're going into spring. You know, how are those corn silage inventories? And sometimes that can be what would make our choice for a summer annual crop maybe happen.